to my right on the platform. All the children now know, even Elena, what that tree is. It's the tree of repentance. That's right. And this morning, we come to study the important fact that the tree of repentance is a fruit tree. It is probably the fact that the tree of repentance is a fruit tree which is, has suggested the whole general and extended analogy I've used of the tree of repentance. Now, we have been studying repentance on the basis of Acts chapter 20. Would you please turn there again? Acts chapter 20, I want you to point you to just two verses in that chapter this morning. First of all, look at Acts 20, verse 24. But I do not consider my life of any account as dear to myself, so that I may finish my course and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus. And what was that ministry? To testify solemnly of the gospel of the grace of God. But what does it mean to testify solemnly of the gospel of the grace of God? Well, the very same words, to solemnly testify, are used in verse 21, where we read, solemnly testifying to both Jews and Greeks of repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. There is no preaching the gospel of grace without preaching the gospel of repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this is the seventh installment of a series which I've entitled, The Two Things You Must Do to Be Saved. And it's not difficult to see the two things in the text we have just read. Repentance toward God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ are the two things everyone must do to be saved. Now, today we come to complete our study of the first of the two things, repentance. By way of introduction to today's message, I want to give you two things, a review and a preview. All right? Now, a review. Now, I know I'm like this too. I tend to, if I've been listening to a series of sermons, fast forward till where he starts the new stuff. But you know, one of the great reasons why I'm preaching this series is so that if someone asks you the eternally important question, what is repentance? You might be able to tell them. So don't turn off the introduction. Don't fast forward the preview. This is your last chance to hear it. Let's remember what is composed in that eternally important tree of repentance. We saw two things, really, that are by way of introduction to the tree. There is the only sunshine in which this tree will grow. And that sunshine is a deep and conscious awareness of the existence of the true and living God. That sunshine is the sunshine that shone in the wise man's heart when he said, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil."